We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to Into the Winklerverse. Grant Bills is here this week. Paul Imig as well. We're going to do taping just mere hours before the start of the 2024 NFL campaign. As you can see on the Dan Shaney YouTube, I marked this occasion with my Ed Sheeran Kickoff 2021 t-shirt, which I got for me and Toby. I got two of them for a total of $8.50 plus the shipping the week after the kickoff.
Didn't they sell the big jackets too, like the Letterman jackets? Am I remembering correctly?
There were insanely, that's not a word. There were jackets that were like $900 that were sold out. It was like this logo, Sheeran NFL, as a patch all over. I don't know. It was the fashion style at the time.
In 2021?
Yeah.
Everyone was wearing them.
Everyone was wearing them. So I'm excited. I was thinking to myself, man, I feel like I'm a little more busy. I'm a little more overwhelmed. I've got a lot of things juggling in my brain than I did a week or two ago. And then I remembered it's the 10 fantasy football leagues that I'm in, including the one that my family hastily threw together to draft last night in an 8-team league, which is going to be awesome.
Yeah. No, you don't need to know much depth on rosters with eight.
No.
My brother last night, very short story. My brother does not a sports guy. He's going to medical school. We are very different people. Well, his last year of undergrad. What's up, Paul?
We're going to dive into this further. I got to know how the heck that happened, but go ahead.
Okay. So he's 5 years younger than me. He texts me. I don't talk to him that much. We don't have a lot of things in common. Like work. We're not texting all the time is my point. I text him. I said, hey, good luck your first week of school. Like, have a great semester, blah, blah, blah. And he responds as he does, completely disregards my message and goes, I have a fantasy football draft in an hour. I have the first pick. Who should I take? So he's never done fantasy before. I said, well, McCaffrey, Hill, or CeeDee Lamb, like any of them are good. You know, I said, McCaffrey's probably the safest. And then he goes, okay, who else? I'm like, what do you mean? Well, he goes, well, don't I have to take more people? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, just it'll suggest people just fill in all your different positions, take a backup quarterback kind of once you have all your starters, don't take a kicker or a defense until the very end. And then he didn't respond. So I hope it went okay. But right. Just that message that I got where he's like, okay, and who else? I'm like, what do you mean? Just the idea that fantasy football is that foreign to someone, it made me laugh last night.
Bart, you have three brothers. You're all to varying degrees, very much into sports, all four of you. Right.
Yeah, I think one doesn't do like three of us do like every daily fantasy that's known to man. And then one's like a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're all into it. So Grant, has he ever heard you do sports talk?
Yeah, cuz I think when he's my parents always have my show on in the house.
That's
so
nice.
Like if he's home, he's the youngest child. He's subjected to everything. Like he's of all the things he's consumed in his life. Like when you're the youngest child, I don't think you have a say in a lot of that stuff. Like he would go to Brewer games because the family would go to Brewer games. You know.
So what do you? Like you won't fully appreciate this yet. I know the amount that I have learned in parenthood about like genetics and just how much it you are, how you are. And yeah, you can try to like refine the edges, but like, oh, it just helped me really understand me more. And like, okay, yeah, that's just sort of how I was built and this is how my kids are built. But how could you have a sibling, I'm curious, to the best of your understanding, have such a different life path and interests?
Well, I think the age gap plays into it.
It's not that big. Like, it's a little bit, but it's almost like...
Well, me and my first... So me and brother number two, we were really into sports. And then brother number three zigged a little bit. So he got into, like, other stuff. And then we, like, fought for the rights of brother number four. And then, you know, so it... We all like our things. But
I wonder if, like, Grant had that space claimed, right? So I'm not going to like it or understand as much as Big Brother. So I'm going to have to find my own space. I don't know.
I mean, none of my brothers got into radio. None of my brothers had the sick gene to want to be somebody all the time.
Yeah, but still, I mean, professional
sports. I'm really having a hard week.
let's zero in on that. Let's do that.
Well, I'm sick.
First off, it's done wonders for you because you look another 10 pounds thinner in the face.
You told me last night that this is a job. The job that you have, it's really difficult to call in sick and take days off. And I sympathize with that. It's a weird thing.
I'm going to have to towel off in a second. Like, I'm sweating. I just took a shower. Showers have not been helping for some reason.
Huh.
No, it's like a hangover. You think it'll just make you more sweaty. Don't waste your time. It'll make it worse.
So I've been sick. I mean, I don't call in sick. I mean, you've heard some of the shows I've done. I don't call in sick. I had to call in sick. And I called in sick at like the latest possible minute on Tuesday.
Who was your sub?
Sean Levine's been filling in. He's from Kansas City. So I was like, even though I was sick, it was like 4 o'clock and I felt guilty that I was calling in sick. And then I promptly discarded all of the Gatorade I had drank in that day throughout the mouth. So I no longer felt guilty and I went to bed at 6:30 at night to wake up the next day at 8:30. So that was good. I have not been getting my steps in, which I'm very perturbed about. But I also don't eat anymore. So I am sort of, if there's a silver lining to be sick, it's to, I've plateaued a little bit on the weight loss, and this might help me notch down. I'll take a week of being profusely ill if I can lose the 2 pounds I've been trying to lose.
Do you have the flu? What do you?
No one knows.
You've seen your doctor?
No. No. I tested for COVID. I mean, I think it's clearly COVID. I just didn't test positive. Yeah. Although I can taste. Is that still part of it?
I don't know.
I don't know what's part of anything anymore.
Could just be the flu. The thing that I say I'm having a hard week, though, is...
Oh, it's not the that you can't keep food down. There's something more.
What? I'm upset. Like, and I'm contributing to it, and we're contributing to it right now. Mm. There is just too much content in the world. Like, I saw Mike Golic Jr. doing a Taco Bell review of this ice cream in a driveway, 3 minutes online. No one needs that. I saw Jerry Jones went to interview, or Stephen A. Smith went to interview Stephen A. Oh, my God, I am sick. Jerry Jones. But these are two things at the opposite of the spectrum. And it's just like, we don't need any of it. We don't need Stephen A. Smith interviewing Jerry Jones. You think we do. We don't. And so I'm having a hard time like providing content, but also hating content being provided.
You're contributing to the very world that you've come to hate. It's difficult.
But I am, yeah. Can you, do I glow? I'm sweating. Do I glow on the screen?
You look good.
I have to wipe down.
You're a sweater, though, in general.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
I mean, I got a lot of hair on my chest, but I wouldn't call it a sweater. Like, oh, you mean like, oh.
You like sweat easily and with great
amount. Yeah, if it's over 73 degrees, all the pores in my body send an alarm through their system to say, discharge every liquid, you know.
I can work out as hard as I can possibly work out, and I barely sweat. Always have. It's always been. It's not great, but it happens. That's the deal.
I almost took Botox injections in my armpits in eighth grade.
I remember this story.
To cover the pores.
This is one for the national folks to digest soon.
Yeah.
So you have more things to say. You're 8 months in. You still have more stuff to say.
Yeah. I could give a new take. Toilet wings still off the table. Still haven't broached.
Botox in the pits.
Botox in the pits.
Have you hit on the story of... I'm missing what the term is, but it was the story of how you would always wind up with the ugly friend at the bars in college. There's a word for it. There's a movie with it, with the girl from Heroes, not like in 10 years ago. Remember this? There's a term. I honestly don't remember what it is.
I've told a story regarding the term bluff climber.
No, I don't. It's not that one. I don't know that.
It is. What? I do not want to speak about that at this time. I'm older now.
What?
It's not age appropriate for today's society. You're thinking of the DILF.
No. Is that right? What was the
The Duff.
Duff, thank you.
Yeah. Get your Duff up the bluff. Are these things not connected? I don't know the bluff. I want to hear the bluff thing at a different time. Sounds like something that would interest me.
Sometimes I would be so upset with what I had done that I climbed the bluff to think about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, like a decision that you made was, okay. Maybe I think I got it. We'll talk about it later. Paul, what do we got this week, man? I'm psyched to hear what you have cooked up for us.
All right. Well, I guess that's a good pivot. We're going to kick off with Packers, and then we're going to hit two.
Did their plane land, by the way? Did they avoid all the weather?
They're the first flight that we've ever witnessed. It was like Packers Twitter was watching the Wright brothers take to the skies for the first time.
It's sick. It's not. So people are tracking the plane, and then people are making fun of the people tracking the plane, and the people tracking the plane are like, this is what I want to do. Screw you. No.
Don't tell me how to
plan. You're wrong. You are wrong to track the plane. It is psychotic. It is ridiculous behavior. There is no benefit to it. It is stupid. It is not a hobby. It is a bad thing you're doing. You need to see somebody to take that out of your brain. It is not healthy or good or beneficial. Enough with this plane tracking, unless it's your immediate family member.
Yeah, weird. By the way, the movie was 2015. It wasn't Hayden Panettiere. I was confusing that with a different movie. It was Mae Whitman.
It was a great movie.
You've seen which one?
The Duff.
Oh, you've seen The Duff. Okay. With Mae Whitman?
Yeah.
Mae Whitman, did I say that correctly? From Parenthood and...
And the guy in that is in a show called Upload on Amazon Prime.
Robbie Amell?
Yeah, it's a show where, like, when you die, you go to, like, a... Like, your brain's uploaded, and if you're rich, you get to, like, rich heaven, and if you're poor, you get to, like, poor heaven.
Have not heard of it.
It's good. First season's very interesting. Second season's fine, and then it just, like, dovetails into pure madness. It's hard to keep up with.
I'm officially caught up on The Boys.
Oh, I got to start that. Okay, back to the chlorophyll, as Brian Horvath would say.
At the end of this season.
And I will be listening. I need to towel off. Paul, I'm sweating.
Oh, I can see that now, actually, on your shirt. As he walked away. Hi, Grant.
I'm ready.
I'm just saying, can you hear me?
I think he said he was going to listen, yeah. Will he tell? Right.
Holla if you hear me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. At the end of this season, the Green Bay Packers will have a clear wide receiver one. You may opine on if you think it is who it would be, but while they clearly don't have one today, before they start the season, the Packers will have a clear wide receiver one by the end of this season. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
You first, G.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
I think it'll be Christian Watson.
Yes, me too, dog.
I think just based on his comments, I just, okay, part of this answer, there's two parts to my answer. Two things can be true.
Two things at the same time are happening.
The first half of my answer, my mm-hmm, is just belief and faith. Like, I think his health is going to line up for him this year. And maybe that's me being a fan. Maybe that's me, green and gold glasses. I
gotta have faith in your Christian.
You gotta have faith. The other half, and I think Packers fans have lost this a little bit, is when he's played, he's been awesome. He's a touchdown a game when he's played. It's not like, man, if he could just get healthy, maybe then we could see. Like, no, when he's healthy, he's unbelievable. He's really, really, really good. So it's both of those things. I believe that he's going to stay healthy, but I also feel like I need to remind Packers fans that, like, we know what he is when he's healthy, and he's awesome. And I think some Packers fans have lost that. So that's why I say, mm-hmm.
I think Christian Watson's been a wide receiver one. Like you said, he's just been hurt.
That's a good spin. That's a good addition to what I just said. That's great.
And in the process, we're like, oh my God, Romeo Doubs is good. And Jaden Reed's good. And Dontavian Wicks is good. Even though he does benefit a few points, he does get a few points on the Moustakas scale because people like his name. So they think he's better than he is.
Who?
Dontavian Wicks.
Oh, I saw a tweet about that yesterday. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to make
sure. I mean, if his name is Mike Williams, are we going crazy for Mike Williams?
Marquez Valdes-Scantling was all, that's like, why are we doing all that? That's just over the top. Dontavian Wicks, though, I agree.
But he's very good. They're all good. And then even like Malik Heath, did he make the team? And Bo Melton? So we have the best wide receiver 5 and wide receiver 6 in the league. We have the best wide receiver 4 in the league, whoever that is.
I think we have the best 7, too, because Grant Dubose got claimed, as long as we're talking about the bottom of the roster, guys.
But Christian Watson, I think, is like the preeminent threat. The thing that I heard from them is what they love is, who do you double? Who do you double? And if you don't double anybody, who are you going to try to find the most? The guy that's downfield and tall and fast? Probably. So I think Watson's in for a big year, comma, if he can stay healthy, comma. Otherwise,
period.
I don't know. I think a lot of these guys are good, but who like, and maybe it's the prototype. Who's got the prototype to be the number one?
Yeah.
Well, who was taken with a premium pick? Like Christian Watson was exactly, basically, you know, a first round pick, beginning of the second round. There's a reason that he went where he did in the draft, and some of these other guys went where they did. Doesn't mean they can't be good, but you know what they say? You can't coach speed. You can't coach size. You can draft it though. You have to draft it early. That's why Christian Watson is built different, literally, than some of these other guys on the roster.
So I would have said, mm-mm. If I had to pick a guy, I would say it's going to be Watson. Even though I am very much on the Dontavian Wicks hype train, I think he'll be very, very good. But if there's a breakout number one, I think it would be Watson, and it would only be because he's healthy for, you know, at least a good three quarters of the season. But I'm going to say mm-mm, because I think to be a clear number one, he has to separate from the rest of the group to a substantial level. It's not to say I don't think Watson's not going to have a great year, but is he going to have, I don't know. Like, what's a typical difference between a wide receiver 1 and a wide receiver 2 in terms of yards and touchdowns? Probably like a 30 to 40% difference, right? From the top guy to the second guy. Is he going to have 400 more yards and 3 more touchdowns than the number 2 guy?
I think it could perhaps be more of a spiritual wide receiver 1 and less of a statistical wide receiver 1.
Yeah, like you're going to, I think Reed and Dubs and all these guys' stats are going to be better because Watson's there.
So how about this then, though? Watson is, I think, okay, so there's 2 ways I think you could look at wide receiver 1, and I'd be curious if you have other ways to think about it. 1 is the statistical, and 2 is the, well, yeah, he's getting doubled, or he has like a shadow safety on, you know, a third of the routes he runs. So you guys are probably, so I think you just say it, if he's not going to be like a clear-cut statistical wide receiver 1 compared to Wicks, Reed, Dobbs, et cetera, he's then going to be doubled. So I don't think he's going to start the year getting special coverage. But I think you could say, if this is what you believe, that like by the by December, Watson is going to be guarded, defended differently than he is in September.
That's a good take. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. And you think that. You believe that.
And I think to kind of circle back and to add to what Bart added and circled back to my thing, I think that would have been true both of the last 2 years if he would have been healthy for a whole season, right? We've only gotten to see it maybe at a 5 or 6 week stretch at a time. If at any point the last couple of years he would have played 12 games in a row, I think we would have already seen that.
Yeah. Interesting. Good. Any other thoughts on this one?
That felt good. That was a good question.
Thank you.
I think Grant and I knew off the top. I think we knew we were going to agree too. I think we felt it.
I did not think we'd get more than one person saying the same guy. Or even if two people said, I didn't necessarily.
When Grant said, and then I said, I think we both knew it was going to be Watson.
Even though you were over there toweling off, you knew.
Which I'm going to do again. It's gotten worse.
All right. Here's a potential like more. Like
I feel like it's raining inside my house.
That is crazy. Also, you should really go see your doctor. I'm not kidding, and this is not a compliment of myself. It's probably a negative trait. If I have like even the slightest anything, and hey doc, I got this thing. Like, what's going on with me? And you're like gravely ill, and you're just like, nah, I'll figure it out myself. So
part of this too, though, because this could be an illness. I could be fighting a war on two fronts.
Oh boy,
two things can be true.
Two wars can happen simultaneously.
Because over here. Over here, my blood cells are like, there's an illness trying to take this man down. We got to protect this body, at least what's left of it.
I thought you were about to go southern there. Your blood cells, we got to protect this.
And then over here, they're over like, here. These blood cells are like, looking around at me like, where the fuck has the alcohol been?
That's what I thought you were going to say.
What are we supposed to do? We got all these resources looking to fight the alcohol, getting lost in the woods. They should be coming back on this shore to fight the real flu. So I don't have all the troops that I need to fight the illness because they're all fighting something that they think is supposed to be there, but is not.
I was going to make that joke, but I would have felt bad. I wish I would have now that I know that that's where you were going. What were you saying, Paul, before Bart jumped in?
I don't know. But here's a topic that might have more national application than local because it's not specifically like a Wisconsin sports topic. But I'm so interested in it that I hope you guys are intrigued.
Yeah, because tonight's going to be one of those shows where I'm just like, I'm not playing anything. The game will decide. Totally. And for the first hour, I'm just like, well, it's a third quarter, and I guess baseball's pretty interesting, huh?
Well, here's maybe a baseball. It is a baseball topic, but I think it's one that's – I hope you're intrigued by it as much as I was when I was thinking about it. The Tony La Russa hire was the worst and most destructive hire in the history of pro sports. Now, of course, this requires some thought and some preface. So while you ponder a little
good
bit.
Good Bartometer.
Thank you.
With some research.
Yeah, I agree. When they were – their roster – and there's tweets. You can go back and look at, like, you know, some of the national baseball guys who were talking about, like, the roster of the White Sox when La Russa was hired was not only good in the present but had such upside. Those guys are all gone. Some of them are like out of baseball, even like the prominent ones. Like, where is Tim Anderson? I think he was released by the Marlins this year. Is he even back on?
Roy Jimenez is on the Orioles.
Yeah. Like, and they've just all fallen apart. The team has lost what I think their last 50 games, they're 5-45. They have 16 people at their games. Everyone that wasn't the White Sox, I think we were in the extreme majority at the time. We're like, Tony La Russa is the last guy who should be running this team. And then it became very obvious as the seasons went on, like, oh my God, he's terrible. You knew it in real time. Like, this is the worst hire. And now you cannot be a worse professional sports franchise across the board. Talent, young up and coming talent, like fan base excitement. They have, you can't be worse than what they are. Like, you'd rather be a Carolina Panthers, a Washington Wizards fan, than you would be a Chicago White Sox fan or believer.
Their announcer sucks too.
He really does. And I don't follow
the most believe that's not personal commentary.
No, his stuff is terrible. So not sure if anybody else has come to mind, and this might be one that requires like, I'll get back to you next week, but any initial thoughts on Tony La Russa was the worst and most destructive hire in the history of pro sports.
Well, again, we would need to really research this one.
Yeah. This is a thinker.
But you'd be looking for things to top this.
Yeah, this is a baseline. Yeah, we're like, can
is
you do
Gruden? Worse? Gruden worse than this
with the Raiders? The second round.
McDaniel. Any McDaniel hire?
The Raiders. Oh, two Raiders references in a row.
I'm throwing them out there.
Yeah.
The problem is I don't
Adrian know, Griffin.
I don't.
30. And
I don't. 13. I don't know that the Raiders were like going to go on to achieve had they made the right hire. The White Sox might have.
Yeah.
At least for a short window. I think eventually the White Sox are a poorly run, poorly owned organization, and that would have come to play at some point anyways, but they had a window with that team.
Like when the Brewers hired Ken Maka, you're like, oh, this is probably not the right thing. And then they realize it. And then, you know, they went to Renicky and, you know, things, eventually the White Sox is like, oh shit. Is this the end of the White Sox?
Yeah. Right.
Have they lost the Chicago White Sox?
Yeah.
So you're going to be looking for things to top this. I'm sure somebody in the comments can come up with another one, but
it would be funny if if in a year from now we could be talking about JJ Redick in this light. That would be pretty funny.
That would be fun.
Oh yeah. Or Doug Gottlieb.
Oh, why are you so anti Doug Gottlieb?
Because he's trying to do two jobs at once, which is fine, but these are two jobs you can't do at once.
I don't care. I don't care about Doug Gottlieb, I guess. I don't think that's a significant enough of a hire.
Also, shame on the Horizon League. The Green Bay and Milwaukee rivalry, they're scheduling them at like the worst times. The games are like midweek during break, and then one's during finals. It's like, give these students a chance to, you know, the 25 of them that will travel up 43 to go and be excited about it.
The I-43 rivalry?
Yeah, the I-43.
Or is it 41? Which one's closer to the coast?
You'd take 43.
You take 43.
Go through Paul's stomping grounds of Sheboygan.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah, maybe something.
No other coaching hire comes.
Did you hear the latest news on Sheboygan?
What would that be?
It still blows ass.
No one would disagree with you, just so you know. No one would be like, hey, how dare you?
Oh, Grant, I got this great game I'm doing with this buddy. We used to sit around at bars.
Yeah.
And we would play the city game where I would say a Wisconsin city, like Toma. And then you would have to say a city that starts with the last letter of the city I just said. So I would say Toma, and then you would say
Hales Corners.
And then I would say Suamico.
And I would say Oconomowoc.
And then I would say Cudahy, and then the game would end because we couldn't think of a Y. Although there might be a Y somewhere. But now we're doing that game again. We reignited the game all these miles apart. He lives up in the Fox Cities. So now we text each other pictures of towns that we're in. So right now, the last picture he sent me, I forget the city, but it ended with an E. So I need to find a city that starts with an E. So I got to drive over to Elm Grove soon.
Oh, you have to go.
And you got to go and take a sign, a picture of the sign.
That kicks ass. That's a really good joke. Did you hear?
It doesn't have to be in the city. Like if I get, oh, Madison, 60 miles, that's fine. It's got to be the city name on a sign.
Okay.
That is either a business in that city, so it can be like Toma Meat Market, as long as it's in Toma. It can be any Wisconsin DOT sign, but I can't, if there's like a Madison Avenue, it can't be that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're very, very specific rules.
I'm trying to think of a why. I'll get
Should one. I look it up?
No. I mean, if you want to.
Well, I am going to. Okay, is that start with Y? There's two. Yorkville and Yuba.
I guess I wouldn't have gotten either one of those.
Where is Yuba?
Never heard of it.
I bet Rock would know.
Dude, you see South Point? Like 15
Yuba's
miles?
Yuba's in Richland County.
Oh, on 14?
No, there is no highway that goes through Yuba. Highway C.
Probably a county highway.
Yuba is a classic. Can I show you Yuba?
Wheeler Yuba?
310 to Yuba.
Did you go?
No.
Oh.
Fucking great ending, though, wasn't it? You saw it?
Population.
I just saw a clip of the ending, and I appreciated the ending.
Hell yeah.
All right, so Yuba, and this is perfect for the Dan Shaney listeners. This is the whole town of Yuba.
Oh, geez, that's awesome.
It is your classic church on one corner, bar on the other, although Louie's bar is temporarily closed. But Pine River Inn is still required.
Look at that t-shirt.
It's right to the southeast of, you ever been to the Driftless Music Gardens?
No.
I have been. I've actually been very close to Yuba before. You better believe it's not butter.
You believe. Hey, guys, I got another city to tell you about where you can go find my guys. Hold on. At Happy Place. Jesus.
Every time.
HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART for 25% off your order. Now, remember what we did last year? Every time Green Bay won a game, we kept a running tally. And at the end of the season, we did a special month to kick off the new year where it was 25 plus however many wins Green Bay had. So we're going to do that again. So enjoy your 25% off savings as you would throughout 2024, but keep track in the back of your head for that big order that you're going to have coming in the start of 2025 when we will be adding all of the Green Bay football wins to the total of the percentage that coming up. Now, they have, I've told you about the gummies and the tinctures, and those gummies have helped me sleep. And they've helped me sleep, but I've emphasized it this week because Daddy needed sleep more than ever this week, especially when I like went to sleep and then woke back up a few hours later and I was like, oh boy, I'm screwed. Then take a gummy and then I'm back down and then feeling refreshed as well as I can during this illness. So check out CBD, the CBN, and they have the seltzers. And I said seltzers because they just added a couple new flavors and the flavors come in different, like the different strengths, we'll say. So the one they've had is the citrus, the 10, and now you can cut that in half and get the cherry, which is 5, or friends, you can get the Drift Mix Berry, which is 20. So you can check all this out. That's my email. You can check all this out, happyplacehemp.com. You can go to Muskego and check them out there. Promo code is BART. The promo code is BART, happyplacehemp.com. And again, normal free shipping is $25. With the Drift, it's $60. So if you order a 40-count jar of gummies, you can add on a 4-pack of Drift and get free shipping. Check it out, happyplacehemp.com. Skibbity-dee-doo.
All right, here's an off-topic one. Ready?
Yeah.
Bart, this is inspired by something I heard you say on the Bart Winkler show. So, Grant, you go first without knowing what Bart may have said.
Okay.
You would want your favorite show to add new seasons, even if you know those seasons are going to be bad. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Does this come from my talk with Carlos?
It does.
Carlos has seen, he loves The Simpsons, but he's only seen like through season 12. There's 25 more seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch each and every week. Some of them have been bad. Some of them have been very good. It doesn't take away from how good the old ones were.
Well, if you're saying they still sprinkle in good ones though, I think that's different. Like season 4 of Arrested Development is really bad. Like they ended up redoing it and like splicing it different, but the original incarnation of Arrested was really bad. They're coming back with more Ted Lasso.
When he was at the church, though, that was good. When he came out of the thing, Job.
Oh, that was season 5, actually.
Oh,
Right, I know what you're saying. I think I know what you're
saying. I kind of like season four at first because it was like, oh, they're not there, but how did they decide?
Yeah, like the puzzle piece of it. But like I've gone back and watched. I'm actually 2 weeks ago was rewatching it again, and I was like, oh yeah, this was not good.
But like to me, it's like when you find, because I've recently found some Seinfeld deleted scenes, and I'm like, it's great.
Because that was what you said in your discussion was, you said, I would love more Seinfeld episodes, even if they sucked. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with that. Like, I want to just watch my favorite characters do stuff. Like, I think I want to do that. Like, Bart, this is weird, because like we were just saying how we're nervous about Happy Gilmore too.
Yeah, true.
Right?
But if it's bad, it's just bad, and we go on with our life.
So like, if I don't know.
Like Dumb and Dumber was bad, but then I just don't watch it ever again.
Okay. I guess. Like,
I mean, I'm a Marvel fan. I'll watch anything.
Yeah.
Agatha is coming up. Can't wait.
Agatha, though, in WandaVision was elite.
I don't know.
No?
She's getting her own show now.
I know she is. I know she is.
I'm not into like the witch part of the... The problem with the MCU is you can't have everything. You can have a world with like aliens, but this world has aliens, wizards, witches, realms, quantum realm, multiverse. Like, can we just have one problem?
Like, I'll just say this, Grant, and then you should answer. But like Ted Lasso, the creator, he wrote three seasons purposely. He wanted three seasons and he wanted to be done. And now, oh, guess what? They're making season four of a show that was retired. It was gone. He wrote it the way he wanted to write it and he was out. And now Jamie Tartt's not coming back. There's probably going to be others who aren't a part of this. It's going to be a different.
Well, then that's no good. If you're going to bring back Seinfeld and not have George, then why?
So I guess maybe that's the qualifier. Anyway, Grant, Grant, you go. You want your favorite show to add new seasons, even if those.
Well, there is. There's a new Suits coming out.
Which you never did text me back about.
We didn't need like the last two seasons of Suits. Like, they already had those extra seasons that weren't necessary in the show's original run, in my opinion. It depends on the show. Like, Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane has said, hey, we like making it. And, like, maybe it's not as amazing as it once was, like, but it's fun. We all like doing it. People keep watching it, so we're going to keep doing it. Like, for a show like Family Guy, I love that. And I do love Family Guy. But then there's some shows where it seems like there's a certain... It should be sacred. And maybe Ted Lasso, I don't know. I don't have an opinion on Ted Lasso, but if all of a sudden like Mad
I never Man watched was, season three. I just heard too many bad things about it.
If they're like, we're bringing John Hamm back and doing another season of Mad Men and it's set in the 90s and he works for like Microsoft or Amazon. I'm like, that's stupid. Like, no, some shows should be left alone, but some who care, like Family Guy. Yeah. Let it rip. I'll watch all the episodes. It's garbage entertainment anyways. I love it.
Okay. Didn't know how much we'd get out of that, but
Catherine Hahn, by the way, any show that has her, I will watch. Catherine Hahn is very good.
You're going to watch Agatha All Along.
Well, okay. I guess I didn't mean that literally. I will not watch it, but she is good. And if you're a Marvel person, right, you should be thrilled that she wants to participate in that corner of television.
All right. Last one for you. Ready?
Am I wrong? Bart's giving me a look. Sorry, Paul. Go ahead.
No,
I just, I don't know.
Say it.
No, it's just every time that, like, now all the blood vessels that are fighting these two fronts all of a sudden want to like join and just spew out Marvel verbiage to everyone.
Do it.
I do you watch Deadpool yet?
Don't say anything yet.
It's a fine movie. It's just, I got to stop leaving with more questions than when I came in. Sweat.
There was a sign that I saw at the Brewers game the other day that someone posted online. And was it Baseball America or what? I don't know where the stat came from, but I think I saw it on the Brewers scoreboard, which was some organization like Baseball America's percent chance of each team to win the World Series. Did you see this, Grant? You in particular?
Oh, JR tweeted this.
Okay. Is that where it was from? Thank you.
Yeah, I will pull it up for everybody.
Please do.
Yeah. On the Dan Shaney YouTube.
I'm a Dan Shaney customer as of tomorrow morning, by the way. That's when my new policy kicks in.
Look at that. Grant, Well, that's all we're doing is connecting people.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Shaney's insuring you on the vehicle.
Well, I don't have anything else worth insuring, so yeah.
What about that beautiful scalp of yours?
Like life insurance?
No, just your head of hair.
I didn't know. I didn't ask about a package. Maybe I will.
I've insured these bad boys for $11,000.
No, you haven't.
Look at those turkey legs.
You got the tweet ready?
Don't you fucking rush me.
Well, if you can take time to show us your legs.
You should be so honored. Here you go, Paul.
There you go. High percent chance to win the baseball reference. Brewers at the highest percent, 12.7.
And Paul, you thought this was at the scoreboard? This was on a TV.
Sorry. It looked like, I don't know why I thought it was on the scoreboard. I thought it was odd that the Brewers would put it on the scoreboard. So that
those statistics and graphics look correct, and everything looks to be spelled correctly. So that couldn't possibly be the Brewers scoreboard.
Yeah. And it's really working.
Is that a thing? A lot of spelling errors?
Just things being wrong.
Interesting. So anyway, the Brewers entering Wednesday had the highest percent chance to win the World Series, according to Baseball Reference. Now, it's only a 12.7% chance, but 1-8, the highest in the league. This is as legitimate of a possibility as it has been to really happen in our lifetimes, recognizing Grant has fewer years of that. But this is the best chance they've had entering September.
Yeah, the way I know what
you know what I meant.
Yeah, but you made it sound like he's gonna die.
Praise but also, world. Like, what years were you guys born?
84.
85.
Yeah, we've seen the same amount of good Brewers teams.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, Grant and I, all of us experienced the Brewers making the playoffs together for the first time.
Yeah, I didn't need those extra 15.
It did not matter the age we were. We all were witnessing and saying to each other, yeah, this is the first Brewers playoff we're ever seeing.
Yeah. Yep. Wow. So with that out of the way, this is the best chance they've had. And you're not dismissing this statistic. Like, this is a very real possibility. And I'm going to say the best chance they've had entering September stretch run play in our Brewers fandom lifetimes. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. Like, are you, let me phrase it this way.
Well, like, so for me,
you're feeling as good or better about their actual World Series champion chances than you ever have.
Like, it was happening in 2018. It was happening.
It was. It sure was.
And this just feels like, I was reading this column about the Athletic had about fan optimism. And one Giants fan, New York football, was like, the Giants have never had a conventionally good season in the last 40 years. Even when they win the Super Bowl, it's always like some fluke or some miracle. And it's never, you never go into the season thinking like the Giants are the team to beat. And I think for the Brewers to ever win, it's going to have to be something like that. Hmm. Like the Brewers in 2018 seemed like they were on a path to win the World Series. The Brewers don't seem like they're on a path to win a World Series. It seems their GPS is broke, but they still might somehow reach their destination.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how much the buy matters. Again, the last thing that I'm going to want is that bullshit where you don't get the buy and then you lose and then it's over, all that for nothing. The Dodgers and Phillies are both very good. Hard to beat them. You get the American League, who knows? But I think this team is just, there's no reason they should be doing what they're doing. And everything I've ever said about Willy Adames.
Yeah.
I still feel like I was correct. He wasn't doing the things that he was doing, but he's doing the things that I said he wasn't doing so much now that it like makes it like he was always doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, I always shit on him for never hitting three run home runs in key moments.
It's like all he does now.
And that's like all he does.
That is.
I would
kind
love
of,
to find an MVP World Series bet that I'd throw money on that.
That is kind of all he does. Like his statistical profile is hitter. He hits the ball hard and he elevates it, but he strikes out a ton and he doesn't do a whole lot else. But when
runners are on base, he's like better now.
So maybe this is a conversation about the top of the order and their approach and effectiveness in front of him, maybe more than it is like Willie Adames. He's having a much better year this year than he is last year, but his home runs are counting for a lot more. And that's not
now,
his
how much of that would fall on the manager?
Well, he'd say,
well, Murphy taking an approach like, let's make sure we get guys on base for Willie.
Well,
and Craig was just like, I don't know. I don't.
Bryce Terang is a much better player this year than he was last year. And that's a part of it as a leadoff hitter. But also, is that Murphy's doing? Does he get credit for that? The quantum leap. Was he behind it? So I don't know. We could argue six ways till Sunday on that one. Did you want me to keep going?
Yeah, please.
What was the question again? Back to the World Series odds. Bart kind of gave his answer. My answer would be I feel better about this team than I did last year and 2021. 2018, like this team is very similar to 2018, except instead of Yelich, it's a 20-year-old. You know what I mean? Now, this team has Contreras and Adames. Contreras has completely forgotten how to put the bat to the ball over the last week, and Adames has had a bad series. You know, after hitting that home run on Monday, he had a bad last two games. So they have a little bit more insulation if Jackson Churio, who's again is 20, it's like, oh, we can win any playoff series. We have Jackson Churio. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. But he's 20. Like that's thin ice. That's thin take ice a little bit. But I feel better about this team than any team probably post pandemic. The 2019 team was awesome, but Rhys Hoskins is an awesome wild card in the postseason. I still have a lot of belief in him, even though he's had a poor year.
I was talking with some of my daycare dads, and we were shitting on Jake Bowers. Yeah, and one guy's like, no, dude. The whole reason we have Jake Bowers is for that random-ass clutch three-run home run in the NLDS that no one sees coming. That's the whole reason we have him.
If he hits in the NLDS. I mean, I saw a tweet earlier today. It's like, would you take a Brewers World Series this year if it means you have to watch Sal Frelick hit every game the rest of your life? And I thought about it for a good long while because there's few sports things right now that make me more angry than watching that guy swing a bat at a baseball. So this team is obviously, and the bullpen's awesome. The bullpen is awesome. So the pieces are there in a way that I don't think they have been post-pandemic. I still don't know if I'm ever in my lifetime going to feel good about the Brewers winning a World Series, but better than the last couple of times they made the playoffs, at least.
Oh, I want to bring something up.
Go for it.
So, Bartometer, I want to do face of the NFL.
Oh, okay. Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Who's your face of the NFL?
Mine is Mahomes. I don't know who Paul's is. Mine's Patrick Mahomes.
I was going to put Tom Brady.
Explain.
I still feel like the person I see the most is Tom Brady. And Fox is promoting Tom Brady more than they're promoting any game. They're not promoting games. They're promoting Tom Brady's going to be at this game.
Yet.
Huh?
Well, the season hasn't started yet. Of course, they're not promoting games.
But I think one of the big storylines this year is how's Tom Brady going to do? They've called a full season of practice games. They've called a full season.
Do you think he won't be good?
I think he's going to be fucking awesome.
I think he will be too.
Now, I don't know how much they're not going to let him say with the ownership rules.
That's so funny. People reacting to that because I think it's people's first experience with what owners can and can't do, but we've at the very least brought that up for humor purposes for the longest time because you're on the radio, you're an owner, and like technically there are things that you're not allowed to say and do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I heard people saying the other day, like, well, Brady doesn't need production meetings to be a good broadcaster. I'm like, I don't know. I kind of think he does. I kind of think that stuff matters.
So I'm going to say face of the NFL right now is still Tom Brady.
What do you think about that, Paul?
That's silly.
I want to put him in the list.
I think you know it's silly, though, to put him that high.
Because then I felt, but so what I feel like is if I put Tom Brady in, I also have to put Peyton Manning in. But if I put Manning in, then that, you know, Tom Brady's.
Why do you think Manning is as relevant?
Because he did an 11-minute video to promote a schedule that he's going to work part-time.
The Manning he should cast. Not be in there. Peyton Manning.
The Manning cast is very good. It's
all right, so no Tom Brady.
I think you could put him at 8 or at like honorable mention just because it's funny.
How about I'll put him in and then yell at the Bartometer and I said it has to be current players. And the Bartometer will say, do not understand, Tom Brady is promoted more than anyone. And I'll say, I've got some kinks to work out with the Bartometer.
There you go.
I mean, if it's not Mahomes, Paul, who is next? Lamar?
Well, so
Travis?
It is Travis Kelce.
That would be your first answer? That would have been your 1-1?
Mahomes and then Kelce.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, like, are there any other non-quarterbacks?
Did you see Paul Pierce? He goes, Lamar Jackson can't be the face of the NFL. The only way you're going to be the face of the NFL, you got to get him out of Baltimore. And everyone was tweeting, doesn't work in this sport, dude.
No.
That's not how it works in this sport. You can't bring your NBA takes to the NFL, man.
Totally.
That was funny.
Are there any other non-quarterbacks under consideration?
Well, Brandon Ayuk. He held out.
Could CeeDee Lamb make the list? Could Micah Parsons?
No.
Justin Jefferson would make the list before CeeDee Lamb.
DeMar Hamlin.
You're not wrong. I don't think that's crazy.
That.
Ricky Pearsall's got some momentum.
Stop it.
There's got to be
Hamlin, by the way, starting safety for the Buffalo Bills, DeMar Hamlin. It's all quarterbacks, though, right? Other than Kelce.
McCaffrey? Well, he's on the cover of Madden.
He cannot be mentioned, though, can he?
Fuck.
Why not?
Because I'm not talking about the Niners.
Oh.
There's a ban.
I'm a little behind on your show, Bart. I'm sorry.
We did our playoff predictions last night. Didn't take the Niners to make the playoffs. Didn't mention it. I don't know how much longer we can go.
Non-quarterbacks?
There's got to be one. Why am I struggling? Well, I could do a different one. This might be too hard.
No, it's not.
It's
just going to be all quarterbacks. It's just Josh Allen. It's Joe Burrow. It's Lamar Jackson. It is Dak Prescott.
But no. Travis Kelce's in there.
Kelce's the only one. And that's, I mean, obviously his success on the field helps, but.
Do you ever like get a message on LinkedIn? Someone wants to connect and you connect and you're like counting down the minutes until they send you some BS message. Just got that.
Someone from UWL who I kind of remember a couple months ago was like, I see we both studied at UWL. How have you been? I don't get LinkedIn all the time. I use it to track people down sometimes, but I question it's file that under there's too much content. It's the cousin of that. It's the social media professional world cousin of that take.
What about Jalen Hurts?
No.
His own teammates don't like him.
Well, that doesn't necessarily matter. You're talking like face of the league. Who has like the most popular podcast in the NFL or podcasts? Like, is there anyone like who has that extra level of like, okay, the answer is not Darius Slay. But
well, it's Kelce. They signed for $1 million, $100 million.
I know. But and that's why he's in there. That's another reason why he's in there. But is there anybody else who has like a prominent voice? Anyone that has like a lot of Instagram followers or something that we're not thinking about?
I mean, you know who's got the number one selling jersey right now is
Harrison Butker.
No, but he could be in there. Caleb Williams.
Yeah, maybe.
I could put Caleb on this list.
Yeah,
he was just on Hard Knocks. Max Crosby.
Yeah. If he was on a more relevant team.
Well, that's the Paul Pierce in you.
Well, it's not about what's where
there's a difference between can't be the face of the league and your games are never on TV. You know what I mean?
Where's Aaron Rodgers?
Oh. Why did it take us so long to get to Rodgers? High.
Aaron Rodgers is
more played four plays in the last 2 years.
But still, Rodgers more so than any other player. Rodgers speaks. Doesn't the entire media sphere drop everything to talk about it?
Yep.
Very few players still have that power. He doesn't even need to play last year. He had that power.
I think actually now that you say, I think Rodgers is ahead of Josh Allen and ahead of Lamar and ahead of Burrow.
Yeah, I would think that it's Kelce, Mahomes, Rodgers.
They have the most off the field juice.
Kelce, Mahomes, Rodgers. Daniel Jones.
Brady.
It's got to be a wide. There's got to be a wide receiver.
The Packers are now listing Marshawn Lloyd.
Tyreek.
No, I don't think so.
I think Tyreek's up there.
But he would be ahead of Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb as a face of the league.
Tyreek's going to race Noah Lyles, dude.
Yeah, face of league versus who gets more attention. I don't know. I think he's a lot closer than your.
I'm going to put Roger Goodell in the top eight.
Hmm.
Roger.
So would a coach be in there? Andy Reid?
He could be.
Jim Harbaugh?
Honestly, he could be. I'm just looking at some possibilities here.
All right, well, boys, Jerry
Jones.
Jerry Jones.
Ooh, that's
Jerry Jones has
one,
to be in this list.
Or should I do what Time Magazine did in 2005?
Oh, I remember this. I remember exactly what Time Magazine did in 2005.
Okay.
Do you actually?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what he's talking about.
You don't?
I'm not sure what you're referencing.
Okay, it was 2006. It was 2006. Because everybody cares about who the Time Magazine Person of the Year is. It's like some weird award. You know?
Is it Jerry Jones?
No. You. The Time Magazine Person of the Year in 2006 was you. Yes, you. You control the information age. Welcome to your world.
Sure.
You, the NFL fan.
Yeah.
Can you just do it for me and text me?
I think we just gave you some really good ones.
Yeah, but now I got to rank them.
Also, side note before we get out of here, Matt LaFleur's messaging about Brazil has been so much better than his messaging about London 2 years ago. Like, he's confident. He's not worried about all the little details and the sleeping pods and all the other BS things. That's been a nice Packer storyline. He was speaking Portuguese at his press conference today.
Really?
Well, like a tiny, like a comment at the beginning, you know.
Like Je m'appelle Bart.
I don't remember. It was probably for good morning or whatever it was. That's been nice.
And then did all the reporters go,
No, because it was Brazilian report. A lot of Brazilian reporters.
Did they go, goal?
After everything he said. That's funny.
Bye.
Goodbye, Paul.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you. We'll do picks with Horvat tomorrow. I was going to do them today, but I was sick. Grant, have a great couple of shows.
Thank you. I got a show tonight, and then I'm off tomorrow for a wedding that will be taking place while the Packers play in Brazil. So that's...
How are you going to deal with that?
I'll catch up on the game on Saturday. It's not a big deal.
Enjoy the wedding. What a guy. He's lying. He's going to take a 3-hour shit and watch it on his phone. All right. See you guys. Bye.